We begin today's meditation with a few sipping exercises to remind us a little treat can go a long way. So pick up your McCafe iced coffees, close your eyes, and deep sip in. And deep satisfaction out.
Take a treat retreat at McDonald's. Right now, get a McCafe iced coffee in any size and any flavor for just 99 cents until 11 a.m. Price and participation may vary.
This is episode 1214 of No BS Job Search Advice Radio. Labor Day weekend. We're going to get this intro done. We're going to have a short show about video interviewing. And I'll just say that visit my classes on Skillshare. If you decide to become a member, use the link in the show notes because you get 2 months for free, not just a single one. And connect with me on LinkedIn at linkedin.com/IN/TheBigGameHunter. And now let's get going.
Joe has been using a service that helps his firm evaluate people who are being considered for positions. And he offered a couple of ideas that I think are really helpful, one of which I've mentioned in previous videos. But let me just go into his 4 points. The first one is, of course, as I mentioned in previous ones, pay attention to the background. Now, I've got a messy office today, but from the standpoint of what you can see on camera, you're not able to see that I've got a lot of stuff on my desk right now, and that behind me on a coffee table, there's even more stuff. So just be aware of your backdrop when you set things up. Look at the camera, look behind you, get a sense of what people will see, clean it up. So that part is obvious. Second part, and this was a great observation, and that is webcam quality is much better than mobile phone quality. If you can, put yourself in a position where you're using a webcam rather than your mobile. If you can't, well, just recognize your video quality isn't going to be as good. It may be a little grainier, and you know that impacts how people see you. Next thing he suggested was, and even if you're doing this on the weekend, dress professionally from the waist up. Now, recognize that as you're looking at me now, you're only seeing a part of me, right? You can't see, there's a joke. I remember a friend of mine who is on-air talent on one of the cable networks told me, and he always joked about how people wondered whether he was wearing pants when he was behind his desk. And I'll simply say, no one can tell how you're dressed below the waist. So from the waist up, you want to be dressed professionally. Guys, that means a suit and tie. It just impresses more organizations if you do that, particularly if it's on the weekend. You'll stand out, and in a good way. So if you're interviewing for a firm where that's part of the culture, you dress that way. Otherwise, it's great business casual, not sloppy dress down stuff. So I'll just simply say for women, you know what I'm talking about. What makes you look terrific, even if that means putting the makeup on? So very simply, dress well. Another thing is, and this is the last point I'll make, and I think it's a funny one. Don't bring a cup of coffee to the interview. The idea that you're sitting there sipping, while you're interviewing doesn't look well for you. When I do my podcasts, I'm not on camera. If I am on camera, I'm not, because I record using a service like Blab.im. I'm not going to, be in the position where I'm drinking my tea. I drink tea instead of coffee. I'm not going to go into that story. I'll just simply say that I don't have my tea there during the interview. It's off to a side. I'll come back to it later. Certainly not while I'm on camera. Sometimes when I'm in a small window where my host, my guest is the primary focus. I may take a sip. But that's not going to be the case with you. You're always going to be a monk. So there's no situation where you put yourself in the position where you're sitting there swigging your coffee while you're answering questions. It's a distraction for the interviewer that they haven't learned to overcome yet and probably never will. So remember, your game plan is to always execute at an elite level. And in doing so, how do you want to present yourself? How are you going to demonstrate not only that you have the knowledge and skill, but that you have the social savvy in order to perform well in this venue? And firms extrapolate that over how you're going to behave in your organization. So how you dress, how you behave, how you communicate, how you appear with the stuff behind you goes a long way towards setting a tone.
So that's today's show. I hope you enjoyed it. And if you did, here are a few ways that I can help you. First of all, you can hire me to coach you throughout your job search in every way imaginable. That includes a resume and or LinkedIn profile critique, interview preparation, helping you with a salary negotiation and or networking, answering your questions about your job search, giving you advice about a decision you have to make once you have the offer. We can work in 30-minute or one-hour increments throughout your search. And the easiest way to talk with me about it is by connecting with me at linkedin.com/IN/TheBigGameHunter. Mention that you listen to the show. I just like knowing that I'm helping folks. And once we're connected, message me that you're interested in coaching. We'll do a free discovery conversation with one another. If you're not interested in coaching and you just have a few questions, the easiest way to do it is by reaching out to me through the Magnify app for iOS. That's Magnify with an I. Or if you don't have an iOS device, if you're an Android user or you just want to call me on the phone, do it through PrestoExperts.com, where I'm a career coach and job search expert. For those of you who've been listening to the show, you know that I always talk about JobSearchCoachingHQ.com. And recently, we've been changing the focus of the site to really emphasize interviewing and answering tough interview questions. If you join, you'll have access to curated information that you can watch, listen to, or read that's designed to help you find work more quickly, as well as videos and podcasts and other information. Again, and emphasize in interviewing and answering tough interview questions. You can also take my classes on Skillshare and become a premium member using the link in the show notes and get 2 months for free instead of the 1 month that the site offers. And the last thing I want to mention to you is schedule me for lunch. I do it at 12:30 most days, and for now I'm making myself available Monday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday for lunch at 12:30 Eastern Time. We'll meet over Zoom and be able to see one another. You bring something to eat, or if it's early for you, very simply bring some coffee with you. We'll sit and talk for 45 minutes. I'll answer your questions. That's less for $175. That's less than what I charge for comparable time for my coaching. So again, reach out to me through LinkedIn and we'll schedule a time for lunch. Have a great day. Take care.
When you're ready to ride Metro, we want you to know we're ready for you. Here are just a few of the people at Metro to tell you how we're doing our part to keep riders safe.
We're cleaning like never before, with hospital-grade cleaning.
You'll find hand sanitizer stations all over the Metro.
No mask, no Metro. Need one? We have a few extras.
At Metro, we're doing our part to keep the D.C. area moving. Find out more at WMATA.com/doingourpart.
New home ownership can be a real eye-opener, but it's the perfect time to look into Homeowner 101 from The Home Depot. Free live streaming workshops taught by expert associates, now at homedepot.com/workshops. You'll find indoor and outdoor workshops, even home systems workshops. Plus, you'll get the know-how you need to care for your biggest investment. Master the basics at Homeowner 101, only at The Home Depot. How doers get more done. Register now at homedepot.com/workshops.